Hey Dad, do you have a moment? It's nothing major. I'm having some issues with my homework and I was wondering if you could give me some help. Thanks. Let me show you what I'm working on. Can I pull it up on your computer? May I pull it up on your computer? You're such a jerk, Dad, but I need your nitpicking editing skills. Thanks. No, don't get up. Just roll your chair back so I can get to the computer. All right, let me just pull it up for you. Okay. Sorry. Just the bit I have highlighted. If you have time, you can look over more if you want. You know I appreciate you checking out my stuff. God, I hate watching you edit. No, don't stop. It's just, I can tell you're judging me. Yes, I know you're actually only judging my work. It's just, I want you to think highly of me, okay, Dad? Yes, of course. Why wouldn't I? You might not be my biological father, but you're the most important man in my life. Not enough sappiness. Let's get back to work. Yeah, the paper is on tragic heroes. What do you think of the introduction so far? Those are typos. Come on, I know how to spell. How about the content, Dad? Good. I'm happy you like it. The idea is to look at three stories and how the element of the tragic hero plays out in each. I picked Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, and Oedipus Rex. Pretty straightforward, right? I was going to pick something more out there, but I was worried it might lead to a crappy grade, so I stuck to the classics. Oh? Ugh. Where? You're right. Let me fix it. Dad, would you mind if I sat on your leg to type? This position is really awkward. Great. Did you read any of these when you were in school? Oh, that's cool. I didn't know Hamlet was your favorite play. That's good. Then you'll totally get what I'm writing about. And there. What do you think of that? Ugh, you're right. Hey, Dad, do you mind if I get a little bit more in your lap? I'm kind of sliding off here. Thanks. You're the best, Daddy. And the best chair. You know, it's kind of funny how much these stories have in common when they seem so different on the surface. Like there's a real element of forbidden love in all of them. I'm not wiggling. You keep moving around. I'm just trying to not fall off. Yeah, Hamlet's forbidden love story is less obvious. Hamlet and Ophelia aren't really supposed to be together, Daddy. Ophelia isn't in Hamlet's league. It's sad how he's mean to her and what happens to her in the end. Definitely not very romantic. But I don't blame Ophelia, not really. Well, I'm sure Hamlet was very attractive. An older man with a title and position, dashing and handsome. The future king of the castle, right? That sort of thing can be very attractive to a girl. She probably looked at Hamlet and thought, there's a man who can take care of me. Does that sound silly to you? Good. I was hoping I was making sense. Romeo and Juliet, obvious. Star-crossed lovers, doomed from the moment they meet. I know it's cliche now, but I liked parts of it. The part where they meet and he's watching her, it's kind of sexy, don't you think? Like him watching her as she's thinking about him. Someone in class was saying that Romeo was way older than Juliet. See, once you stayed still, we could both be comfortable and see the screen while I write. Anyway, yeah, apparently they were like 15 or 20 years apart in age. That would be like you and I eloping, wouldn't it? I know, times were different back then. Not that older men don't get with younger girls today. Are you okay, Daddy? You look a little warm. I mean, you feel nice and warm. Yeah, I guess I should have put on something warmer, but I was writing in bed before this, so I didn't need to. These high socks help, though. No, you're right. Wearing them with little shorts is a bit silly, but it's so comfortable. And last is Oedipus. It was a very different read. Some of my classmates were pretty freaked out, I think. Oh, Daddy, I think I just felt something. I didn't know you were such a fan of literature. No. I'm nearly done explaining, Daddy. I want to finish my point about forbidden love. You can just sit there. I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to have to move a bit since something is under me. See, Oedipus is most famous for one thing, right, Daddy? That's right. Incest. There's a funny thing about that, though. Oedipus wasn't punished for incest, though of course that was a terrible taboo. He was punished for killing his father, the king. Regicide and patricide are his crimes, not loving Jocasta. It seemed to me like my classmates were overreacting, Daddy. Oedipus and Jocasta didn't know they were family. It was an accident. If they knew they were family and they had improper thoughts about one another, or say, he kept staring at her body, even though he shouldn't. Or maybe she ran her fingers down his jaw like this. I know you've not been a perfectly behaved father, Daddy. Nuh-uh, don't deny it. I've seen you. I've seen you looking down my shirts, especially when I'm showing off my cleavage. And I caught you just now when I bent over the desk. You were checking out my ass and my little shorts, Daddy. Look, you're my stepfather, not my biological father, so nothing between us is really incest, right? Then why does it feel so taboo, Daddy? And why does it feel so good with your body underneath me right now? I can feel you pressing against my ass and sliding against me every time I move my hips. Are you feeling good? I don't hear you objecting to my wiggling very much right now. Please don't get up, Daddy. I think you should relax. I'm holding the arms of your chair, leaning towards your face, and you won't even look at me. Come on, Daddy. Why don't you look me in my eye? Or what if I bite my full lip? Or sway my shoulders just enough to make my big titties move? I'm only wearing a tank top, Daddy. It'd be so easy for you to peek. I've seen you do it before. I'll always be your little girl. But I'm not so little anymore, am I? I like the way you're looking at me. You can do more than look, and if you won't, I will. I've thought about this a long, long time. I love you, Daddy. Doubt thou the stars are fire, doubt that the sun doth move, doubt truth to be a liar, but never doubt I love. Hamlet, your favorite. Now let me get rid of any of your doubts. You look so hard. Did I get you all worked up? I guess you don't feel so bad about this after all, do you? Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to leave you in such a state. I want to take care of you. Your thighs feel strong, but so tense, Daddy. You need to relax. There you go. Help me slide them down. Yes. Your underwear looks so tight, Daddy. You've got something big in there. Let's take you out. Now don't get indecisive on me, Daddy. If you play nicely, this can be something for you and me to enjoy. Otherwise, well, Mom definitely wouldn't be happy to know how you've been looking at me and that I know just what your daddy dick feels like now. Good. Let's enjoy this. Wow. Daddy. God, you're so excited. I'm going to stroke you now. I want to feel you, every bit of you. I love it. It feels so hot and alive. Am I doing a good job, Daddy? Am I stroking your cock well? Look at me, Daddy. Look at your baby girl. That's right. I'm going to look right up you as I stroke you with my soft hands. I'm all yours. You're throbbing. Do my little hands feel good on you? Daddy, touching you like this is turning me on. My little pussy is soaking my panties as I jerk you off. You don't mind me telling you that, do you? That you're making me so wet and ready stroking your daddy dick like this? Have you fantasized about this before? Have you thought about your busty stepdaughter, your sweet baby girl between your legs, running her small hands over your big cock before? Tell me, Daddy. Have you jerked off in this chair thinking about me when you're all alone? Do you feel dirty wanting something so forbidden? Looks like something else has caught your eye now. You can stare at my titties, Daddy. I like you looking at them. It makes me feel sexy. I bet stroking your big cock has been making them bounce a lot, huh, Daddy? Would you like to see them? Maybe it'll get you even more turned on. That's right, I'm taking my top and bra off. I want you to see me. What do you think, Daddy? Am I what you imagined? Oh my, your cock seems very happy to see me. Why don't you touch them? You don't have to be shy. Please touch them. That's it. Daddy, your hand feels so good on me like that. My nipples are sensitive and your skin is rough. Please, more. I want more of your hands on them. Oh, I bet you've been thinking about doing that for a long time, haven't you, Daddy? Such a naughty daddy. Lean back a little on the chair. Now you can feel my big, perky tits on your naked thighs while I play with your cock. I can push my arms together so they squeeze together. I think you like that, too. I think we're ready for more, don't you, Daddy? Shh, we've come so far. Why don't you just sit back and enjoy this? Pretend it's all a fantasy. But you can feel my breasts on your skin, my hands around your shaft, and my lips on your cock. I think you want some more. May I, Daddy? Thank you. Does that feel good? How about this? You really liked that. Let's keep going, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, I like your taste. You taste like a man. You're giving me so much pre-cum. You're always so generous to me. You're throbbing like crazy. Are you really turned on? I can tell. I've wanted this for so long, Daddy. Let's see how deep I can take you. Do you like that? That was hard, but it was so worth hearing you groan like that. Mm. that your cock is all nice and slick. There's something I want to try. Something I think you'll enjoy very, very much, Daddy. How would you like a tit job from your big-breasted stepdaughter, Daddy? I knew you would. You're so hot between my breasts. I can feel you throbbing. Ah, oh, you feel good, Daddy. I'm gonna take good care of you. Good thing you're so big. You can pop up between my titties and I can use my mouth too. Faster. Yes, Daddy, I'll go faster for you. Oh, that's it. A thrust between my tits. Titty fuck me, Daddy. I'll do anything for my daddy. Oh, yes. Oh, play with my nipples. I love it. Are you close? I can tell. Wouldn't you like to come on my tits, Daddy? Would you like to come all over your little girl? Do it, Daddy. Come for me. Cream all over my big tits. Oh, I want it. Do it. I'm gonna jerk you off until you come all over me, Daddy. Yes, I'm your good girl. No, please. Please. Please come for me. Oh, yes. Daddy, yes. Oh, my God. There's so much. You must have really needed that. My purse tastes pretty good, too. What do you think? Do my tits look nice with your jizz all over them? I thought you might think that. I better get cleaned up before Mom gets home. We wouldn't want her to see me like this, would we? Otherwise, you might be the tragic hero. Thanks for the help with the homework, Daddy. I thought you might enjoy helping me. I hope I'll have more tricky homework soon. There's a few more lessons I'd like your help with.